You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, here we are on this Thursday morning. Cloudy and cool. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. There has been a real surge in new business creation, small businesses particularly. The United States home to more than 36 million small businesses. That's nearly half of the workforce, and a growing number of these companies are launching without a traditional office or upfront investment. How are they doing that? What is behind this trend? Joining us right now from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Allison Todak. Allison, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Yes, great to be here, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this recent surge in new business creation. This is really like over the last, 5 or 6 years. What's behind this?
Yeah, we've seen a jump in 25% from 2020 on new business applications filed. That's a huge jump. And I really believe it's driven by a shift in demographics and technology. Gen Z millennials are very entrepreneurially minded. They're really thinking of that as a career path as they're going down that their next opportunity. And then technology certainly has lowered the barrier to starting a small business.
How has the cost of starting a business changed in recent years?
I mean, especially for digital businesses, you can get going for less than a few thousand dollars. Technology has really streamlined the processes. We have cloud computing, e-commerce platforms, and AI tools that have helped to lower the cost. You can do things with a lot less physical infrastructure. And then also from talent, you're able to use technology to get a little bit further.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the technology people are using to launch a new business.
Certainly. We've seen a huge uptick in e-commerce platforms, Shopify, Stripe, payments pieces, but then certainly AI-driven tools. You can use Lovable to code a website in just a few minutes versus, you know, hiring a developer group or outsourcing that for over the course of several weeks. I believe that, you know, our goal in Michigan is to certainly lean into these new technologies and opportunities and train our workforces in utilizing them.
Well, absolutely. That's so important. It used to be that you'd have to, you know, perhaps move out to a coastal city. You'd have to be in, you know, New York or Boston or out in L.A. or Seattle. You can do a lot here in Michigan now, can't you?
Absolutely. You know, with the pandemic a few years back, we really leaned into that remote workforce first and being a digital first industry, and certainly founders, entrepreneurs can find capital, can find talent very globally, where they used to have to, you know, get on a plane to do that before. And certainly it's leveling the playing field and democratizing entrepreneurship more.
Talk with Allison Todak, Vice President of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the MEDC. It is easier now to start a business than it used to be, and we're talking about that. But it's not easy to keep that business going. What are some tools and some resources for those small businesses that launch to keep going?
Absolutely. The state of Michigan has invested heavily into some great programs that are very regional and across the state. We have, at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Smart Zones for our high-tech, high-growth businesses, as well as small businesses support hubs. So there are regional front doors of entrepreneurship across the state that will allow you a mentorship, coaching, programs, small grants, opportunities to really get smarter faster.
I'll ask you the question that you probably get asked a lot. Why Michigan?
Why Michigan? Michigan has great industries across the board. We are scaling fast. We have opportunity around talent, a strong density of engineers. It is much more affordable to build a business here than, let's say, in California or New York. We also have we're also a culture of building things, and I think that really resonates with entrepreneurs and is very contagious in that way.
All right. Good stuff. Where can we go for more information?
Absolutely. There's a lot of great founder resources, business resources at michiganbusiness.org. From there, you can navigate down a whole rabbit hole of great opportunity.
All right. We'll do that. Allison, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.